Well, it was a fiery first debate between State Senator Chris Telfer and challenger Tim Knope. The hour-long live debate was on News Talk 1110 KBND yesterday morning. Listeners asked about jobs, logging, and land use planning. One caller said she was disappointed that Senator Telfer had voted for a gas tax increase. Here are highlights from that exchange.
2009, we had a major transportation bill. The bill was going to pass almost unanimously, and so I thought, well, I wanted to be strategic. And since the bill was going to pass anyway, I said, I'll sign on the bill, but I want some money in Central Oregon. So I got at least $50 million into Central Oregon. I got $5 million for Redmond 6th Street. I got $1.5 million for Sisters. I got $25 million for the Murphy Road redesign. I've got the airport package, the flight plan that for $5 million generated $95 million from federal FAA monies. So we created a lot of jobs. Tourism is a big thing in this district. I figured the tourists were going to pick up a lot of that tax. So the bill was going to pass. I wanted to be strategic and get some money here for my constituents.
Your response? She also addressed you.
You know, thanks to Senator Telfer, gas prices are pretty high enough already. And what she just admitted to was trading her vote for earmarks. And that's ridiculous. You know, how about we stand on principle? In 1999, we had a knockdown drag out on the gas tax, and I voted no. You know, the gas tax is high enough already. People have to fill their tanks. And I just don't think it's a good vote. I wouldn't have voted for it in 2009.
Well, the fact is the gas tax hadn't been raised for 40 years. It was a minor increase. It created a lot of jobs over here. And why would I vote no and give up $50 million for my constituents to put people to work here and help this economy over here?
This is a key difference between the two of us. I am not a go-along-to-get-along politician.
If you missed it or want to hear it again, we will rerun the debate for the Senate District 27 seat in its entirety on Sunday at 10 in the morning. You can also pick it up anytime at KBND.com. Deschutes County Commissioner Tammy Bainey traveled to Washington, D.C. last Wednesday for counties on Capitol Hill Day. Bainey is the president of the Association of Oregon Counties. She brought lawmakers messages that counties want to be involved in the decision-making for economic recovery, transportation infrastructure, healthcare transformation, reauthorization of the farm fill, and county timber payments. Commissioner Tony Bone accompanied Bainey on the trip. Bend Lapine Schools yesterday outlined a plan for an extensive administrative reorganization. The school district will reduce 5 current vacancies to 3 by changing the responsibilities of existing staff. An article in the Bulletin says the change comes in response to several personnel changes within the district's administration. The 3 openings will be Director of Curriculum and Secondary Programs, the Director of Instructional Technology and Virtual Instruction, and the Business Manager. Superintendent Ron Wilkinson says the reorganization is cost neutral. It will take effect July 1st. The chairman of the Oregon Republican Party hopes Mitt Romney changes his mind and comes to Oregon for next Monday's debate, but Alan Alley says they plan to go forward if they can get the others.
Well, we're disappointed that he's not coming, but we got the partners together and we've decided to go ahead with the debate if we have the other 3. So we're busily working with those other campaigns and hope to get all 3 of the others to come here on March 19th and still have the debate.
Alley says they'll learn by tomorrow if the other 3, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul, plan to come to Portland. The snowstorm that hit the Oregon coast Monday night is going into the record books. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
After hurricane-force winds raked the coastline, cold air moved in that brought the snow level down to the beach.
Some locations received up to as much as 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Steve Pierce, president of the Oregon chapter of the American Meteorological Society, says snow fell from Astoria to Florence. The front stalled over the central coast.
That kept the heaviest moisture right over the coast at the same time the cold air was filtering in behind the frontal system.
It's been 60 years since it snowed this much in March at the coast.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A panel of independent scientists gives generally good marks to a draft report prepared to help Interior Secretary Ken Salazar decide whether to go ahead with removing dams on the Klamath River. But the peer review released yesterday by the U.S. Department of Interior also notes a number of places where the report fails to fully explain the uncertainties inherent in making the decision. The draft report says that based on prevailing scientific evidence, removing the 4 aging hydroelectric dams and the associated restoration efforts will help salmon and sustain irrigation for farmers in the region. The peer review notes, however, that while this is a very reasonable conclusion, it remains uncertain just how much fish habitat and water quality will improve. And Brianna Harris is safe in Portland now, but she will never forget March 11th. 2011. That's the day of the massive earthquake.